All right, we'll pick up session 33 of the first regathering. We'll be watching the next section, part 5 of Israel, A Nation is Born. Part 5 covers 1973 to 1991. So we'll look at the history of Israel through the eyes of Foreign Minister Abba Eban. And we'll finish up this DVD series. Now, last week we saw that the Intifada got started, and one of the unique features of the Intifada was the fact that the Palestinians encouraged school children to get involved in the street battles. So here's one of the pictures out of the Intifada where this young schoolboy is taunting Israelis with this Palestinian flag. And of course, it's continued ever since, encouraging children to get into the fray. Then the Soviet Union collapsed, and in the words of our modern our current Russian President Vladimir Putin, it was a major geopolitical disaster of the century. Well, what was a major geopolitical disaster of the century? May have been a problem for Russia losing her glory, but it sent a million Jewish people into Israel and into other areas of the world as well. And so Israel experienced a very large Soviet aliyah in the early 90s. Now, again, that was a mixed blessing because as these Soviet Jews came into Israel, they also brought some of the vices from Russia. And so prostitution and the mafia, those problems expanded quite dramatically in Israel in the 90s. So we have but the Russian immigration has had a major impact on the life of the nation Israel right from the beginning, right? Remember, way back with the Chovev Etzion. As a result of changes in the Middle East, the Arabs and the world were ready for the Madrid conference. It was a two-section conference. One section was the two-party talks. It was supposed to heal the conflicts of the past. It was supposed to be two-party talks between Israel and Lebanon, Israel and Syria, Israel and Jordan, and Israel and the Palestinians. The hope was a peace treaty from each of those countries. Well, the only peace treaty that occurred was from Jordan. The other group was the collective talks designed to position the region for the future. So the Madrid conference began, quote, the peace process. The peace process seemed to get off to a good start with Rabin and Yasser Arafat signing their Declaration of Principles, September 13, 1993. The first stage would be interim self-government arrangements moving toward permanent status arrangements. Then the Gaza-Jericho agreement was partially implemented. It consisted of the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and Jericho. It happened quite quickly from Jericho, but took quite a number of years to happen from Gaza. Then Jordan stepped forward and signed a peace treaty with Israel. Remember, I've said it a number of times. If any Arab nation steps forward with serious offers for peace, Israel is right there. Israel will be right there cooperating. So here, King Hussein of Jordan on the left and Yitzhak Rabin on the right signing the peace treaty. Then came the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize. And it was probably deserved by Rabin and Shimon Peres, but our friendly neighborhood terrorist Yasser Arafat was rather hypocritical to give him a Nobel Peace Prize. He hardly was working for peace. So it was kind of a blot on the Nobel Committee for that one. Well, Arab terrorists did their best to destroy the peace process, and we had our terrorists too. We do, unfortunately. We have our terrorists. Probably the most famous is Dr. Baruch Goldstein, a medical doctor who took his Galil rifle, his assault rifle, and marched into the Tomb of the Patriarchs in Hebron and shot up the Muslim people that were praying in the building. So anyway, he's well known for that. In the north, the Hezbollah was shelling Galilee settlements. The most seriously affected settlement or city was Kiryat Shmona up against the Lebanon Hills, the Lebanon Mountains. Again, here's a picture of Kiryat Shmona from the Lebanon Mountains. Remember, behind me is the Lebanese border. Behind that is Hezbollah. So it's very, very easy to lob mortars and rockets into Kiryat Shmona. All right, that's brought us to the end of our study last week. So now we're going to pick it up on part five, Israel, a Nation is Born, with the point of view of Prime Minister or Foreign Minister Abba Eban.